Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
101X, it's the Morning X. Chase and Dick and friends. Good morning, my friends. How are you? Good, 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 good Monday. Hey, look, there's my number one friend right there. There goes my Hajda. Watch him as he goes. Assistant host of the program, Nicholas Hajda. What's up, buddy? What's up, man?
I have stared into the eye of the madness of the multiverse. It's all right.
What?
The new Doctor Strange movie.
Oh, okay.
It's all right.
It's all right?
It's all right.
Excellent review.
Thank you.
All right.
That's all we need to know.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
Hi.
What's
up? Wow. Weird voice. Hello.
Weird voice?
No, just me talking.
Oh.
Like, I feel like you haven't heard that in a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't heard that in a bit.
I missed it so much, man.
Yeah, I bet.
I couldn't bear to have you away any longer.
Yeah. Now, now it sounds different because I'm 24, right? I sound a little bit more mature.
No. I saw all your birthday retweets yesterday, and then I was like, oh, damn, I missed Emily's birthday. I felt bad that I didn't message you and tell you happy birthday.
I know, Bumbleina did.
Oh, well, good.
A few days after.
She covers, but a few days after.
Yeah.
Today is a few days after, right?
Yeah,
last night.
That's one day after.
It's fine.
You are bad at counting.
Yeah. But no, it doesn't matter because we determined you're staying 23 forever, okay? So you can celebrate whatever you like, but no, you're still just 23 years old.
I'm 24 in my body, though. It's depleting.
Because I'm like 108 in my body.
I'm pretty sure the Supreme Court said that's not your choice anymore.
No, that's true.
Is that what they decided?
What do you guys think? What's my body? Because that's obviously what we're going with now. Well, you said 23. So.
According, your radio age is 23 forever.
Okay.
All right? These are the rules.
I'll stay young forever for you two.
Thank you. I'm great, guys. Thanks for asking. Saturday Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines. All right, Jessica. Fred Savage has been fired from the reboot of The Wonder Years, which I didn't know was a thing.
He tried to turn 24, too.
We'll get to that in just a second. But first, this. The city you're most likely to get herpes in is not Austin, Texas. As a matter of fact, stdcheck.com ranked the top 34 cities based on your propensity, your likelihood to get herpes there.
Okay.
Austin is not in the top 34.
Oh, proud of us.
Yes, good job, I guess. Dallas is number 10. Houston, 23. Represent, Emily.
Mm-hmm.
San Antonio is 28. It says San Antonio-New Braunfels. Are you guys, is San Antonio claiming New Braunfels now?
You know what that is?
They getting paired in there?
New Braunfels is covered in herpes, but like they don't have enough of a population to make the list, so they had to lump in.
They had to give San Antonio. Like, hey, can we have some of your San Antonio credibility?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure there. Number one is New Orleans.
I can believe it. It's just a party town.
It seems about right. It's a party town. It's where you can go to, get a little loose.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, and I say this with affection, New Orleans. I got nothing but love for you.
Yeah.
It's kind of dirty. All right. It's not kind of dirty. It's real dirty. There's everything there. I've always said, like, I think 7 of my top 14 hangovers have been in New Orleans. And it's always just feels because it's something less clean there. You know what I mean? Just like The booze that I'm consuming seems more toxic.
I don't think that's a hangover. That's just your body fighting off the herpes. Your body's been really good about fighting off COVID. So you somehow managed to not get infected. I think you just got a super immune system for all these things. And so that was herpes in those hurricanes, and you just fought it off.
There was herpes in the beverage that was served?
That's what makes it blue. Herpes is blue. Everybody knows that.
Is that?
Everybody knows that.
Wow.
I'm not sure if that's this is not an educational.
Common knowledge, huh?
Yeah.
Figure out a warning for that, Spotify.
Now I'm trying to think. I don't think that I have ever... I
had a scare?
No. I was trying to think if I've ever made love in the city of New Orleans.
Made love.
What, you don't call it made?
No. You had sexual relations.
Emily, you've never made love in your life, okay?
I can believe it.
You can. Okay, well, be careful if you're out there in New Orleans. 21 Pilots says that they were hired to write a song for Top Gun Maverick, but Tom Cruise fired them before they could even start. Okay. Tyler is the singer. Quote, I was working with a music placement person for the new Top Gun, writing a new song, and I believe Tom just came in and fired everyone, end quote. Tom, if you're looking for somebody, I got songs, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right? I got songs.
What are your songs for Top Gun?
Do they need to be Top Gun themed? All right?
Not necessarily, no.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I got some tasty jams that we could adjust slightly that I think would make sense for a Top Gun movie. Is it done?
I don't know. I've seen him.
This is the one that has been, they've been working on it for, or they delayed it for COVID, right? But it's been done for a while, right?
He's been kissing up on Lady Gaga because I know she did a song for him.
Uh-huh.
But so I guess he didn't want to kiss up on 21 Pilots or something.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Is it done?
Kissing up on.
No, like literally, they were like giving a little friendly speeches.
They found each other at an award show or something. I think it was the one where he flew in on a helicopter and then like, because she's doing a theme, she's like, "Ah, Tom, right. I love you," and they did the Hollywood kiss thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay. I'll Hollywood kiss you, Tom. All right,
I'll kiss you straight in the mouth, Tom.
Hollywood kiss. Does that get you kicked off the set of the Wonder Years? Fred Savage, director and executive producer for the new Wonder Years reboot, has been fired. Now, did I know that the Wonder Years reboot was? Is this
Probably
a thing
not.
We've been talking about? No. Do we care about this?
No.
Emily, I mean, do you have any Wonder Years knowledge? Do you know about the Wonder Years?
No.
You don't know about Winnie Cooper?
No.
You don't know nothing about this?
Mm-hmm. You don't know how Paul turned into Marilyn Manson?
I don't know that one. What is that?
That was always
That was always a rumor. Is that the guy that played his best friend on Wonder Years turned into Marilyn Manson because they both had like big noses or something? And just, like, you're like, oh, look at this geek! How could he turn into Marilyn Manson?
Okay.
So that was always a thing.
We don't know exactly what he is accused of, Fred Savage, but the source says that he is, quote, verbal outburst and inappropriate behavior, end quote.
That doesn't get you in trouble in the workplace.
That could be anything. Verbal outburst?
Verbal outburst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your bread and butter, right?
Mm-hmm. I'll give you a promotion for that.
I don't know. Now, in this day and age, when you say inappropriate behavior, like, I just am thinking of Bill, what's that?
It just means they were mean to somebody.
Oh, mean.
Mean
I thought you said me.
No.
You just think.
Get fired from this job.
Inappropriate Jason Dick.
No, he
tried
said
last
me.
Week.
Hajda.
Oh,
you tried good, man.
Mm-hmm.
Did we fix that?
No.
Aw. What happened?
You guys didn't fix things while I was gone?
It was better.
It helped.
It certainly
definitely
better.
Helped.
Did it?
But if you're Fred Savage, you're like, hey, if somebody accuses me of inappropriate behavior, I'm like, define what I did. Tell the people what I did. Because when you say inappropriate behavior, now I'm thinking, you know, like a Bill Murray, somebody's pulling on ponytails sort of situation. If it's verbal outbursts, if I'm just being an a-hole, tell people I'm just being an a-hole, not that I'm tapping ladies on the behind.
I do like the idea of you sitting on our front stoop with a cardboard box full of all your stuff and just like, tell them what I did!
Tell them what I did! Do not leave them in the dark about what I did.
Morning X Sports.
Upset City at the Kentucky Derby. Did you guys see the horsies?
The horsies? Nay, I didn't.
Wow.
Right out of the gate.
Just on a Monday morning.
There you go. Put it in.
You took a long weekend for your birthday. Did you feel like, were you overwhelmed with too many quotable jokes that you had to get them out?
Yeah, I was storing them up all weekend. And
had
I can't
to just
wait.
Spew it out immediately?
Mm-hmm.
So you did not. Not see the horses. Is that what you're telling me? Let's see here. Rich Strike. Mm-hmm. I'm not even supposed to be here today. Wasn't even going to be in the horse. Wasn't even going to be in the race.
What race did you watch, man?
Yeah. You know what? I did not watch it. Was struck. There was another horse that was struck at the last minute. So they're like, Rich Strike, go in there and run. Ran faster than everybody. 80-1 long shot. It is the second biggest long shot in the history of the Derby. Rich Strike, if you bet $2, paid $163.60. I don't know why that's the scale. Why is it everything is based on $2 bets? This is the biggest long shot payoff since 1913's Dunner Rail.
Mm-hmm.
Paid $184.90. They were still betting $2 per race back in 1913. I don't totally understand.
I don't understand why they have to do this $2 thing, because it's like a $1 bet, if he's 80 to 1.
Right, it's 80 to 1.
It's right there.
Just bet.
$1 bets $80.
Bet, like, make your system based on $1 bets.
This mysterious $3 comes out of nowhere.
Or $100 bets, or, yeah, but why the $2 bet
system? I think because all the horse degens, they just like to bet in twos.
But why?
Because it's easy to throw $2 at something.
Yeah.
$2 bills. They're so affluent.
Is $2 bills a sign of affluence?
That means you have to directly go to the bank and ask for a bunch of $2 bills. Uh-huh. If it's an extra step, that means you're affluent.
I want you to go to the bank today and ask for $2 bills.
Do they have any?
No.
Exactly.
I think you can go to the bank and get a $2 bill.
They will roll their eyes at you so hard.
They're not going to be. I don't think they're going to be pleased about it. But
we go over to this box, blow off all the cobwebs on the $2 bills.
Did you have I remember as a kid just having a weird uncle or somebody like that who would give you a $2 bill and because as a kid, yeah, you're like, oh my God,
he got 30 minutes under the pants. Right? I know.
Excuse me.
That's not how your uncle did it?
What?
How did you earn your $2 bills?
I feel like you need to contact the authorities about this. I mean, even if this man is...
I just feel bad that I'm taking shots at my uncle.
Has he passed on? Is he? He's all fine.
It's not real. It never happened to me.
No, as a kid, you look at the $2 bill and you're like, oh my God, this is incredible. And I'm like, actually, it's worth $2. It's not worth anything more.
I actually have a whole bunch of $2 because I used to work as a cashier at HEB. And so every time some weirdo would come with a $2 bill, I would swipe it from the till, replace it with two normal dollars.
Right.
And so I was like, I don't know.
So you just have a bunch of $2 bills?
I just have a bunch of $2 bills, yeah. I've probably got $100 in $2 bills, Emily.
Affluence.
Interesting.
I keep them in a little tin next to my high school class ring. And just a bunch of condoms from the 90s.
You got a high school class ring?
Yeah.
I did too.
Really?
Yeah.
Most people do.
I didn't get mine.
No, of course.
What do you mean, of course?
You just seem like you are Mr. Too Cool for School. So, like, yeah, of course you're too cool to get a high school class ring.
Yeah, it is. I remember when my grandma drove up from Brownsville, Texas to see my high school graduation. I'm like, I know that for some people, I'm going to say a jerk thing here. For some people, maybe this is an accomplishment, but it legitimately is the lowest bar of, like, not being an F up. Graduating from high school. Should we be celebrating this? Should we be commemorating the accomplishment of graduating from high school?
I don't know, man. A man came to the school. He set up his shop in the library. He went and picked out rings. My mom was like, here's a check. Get it. Also,
do you have a Texas State ring?
No.
See, man, did that with graduating?
I have shame about that.
Shame about it.
Yes. We had a Texas State ring. Also, it may have something to do with the fact that the Gerald is their mascot is the Cougars, and so I was like, yeah, give me a cougar on the side of this ring.
Oh.
It looks like a beaver. I've never seen
like
it. It's a long. I'll have to bring it in and show it to you. It's a long haired cougar. I was like, I never seen a cougar looks like that. Maybe
I wore mine pretty.
You know
frequently.
What? I think I probably tried to wear.
You wear
sometimes.
Your high school class ring?
Oh, not now. But when I was in high school, I did.
Wait, you wore it before you? I thought you don't get it till you graduate.
No, you get it like your junior year.
What is going on here?
Yeah, so you wear it like all your senior year.
So you don't even need to graduate to get the ring.
How did you go make out a make out point with you? You got to give your girl the ring, and she wears your letter jacket, and then you go to the soda fountain and you buy her a malt.
Yeah, you go to
did
the
you go to high
movies.
School in the 50s?
Yes, it's Gerald. Also, I had. My pride for my high school ring was quickly diminished when I went to Texas State, and I was like, hey, where are you from? And I'd say, Gerald. And they're like, where did they drug the black guy? I was no. That was a different J-town.
Right.
Different one.
We're the tornado town.
Yes. Yeah.
So, good.
Yeah, you know.
Congratulations.
Better than Jasper.
Somehow, that all came from the Kentucky Derby, where Rich Strike was the biggest upset winner since 1913. Congratulations, those people who bet $2 on Rich Strike.
Back to the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
Sorry, Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by... Yeah, right, just go. Austin says yes to marijuana and no to no-knock warrants. Get to that in just a second, but first... Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is the number one movie in all of the world. $185 million it made domestically, $450 million worldwide. It's the 11th biggest opening in domestic box office history. Hey, how about that?
Oh.
Nick, you went to it this weekend?
Yeah.
No spoilers. On a scale of 1 to 874, what do you give it?
669.
That's pretty high up
it's
there.
It's nice.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom wanted to go see the new Doctor Strange movie for Mother's Day, which I was like, okay,
wow,
sure, I can make that
fun,
happen.
Fun, yeah. Mom.
I know. And we've always, our routine is that we go to have brunch at IHOP. I complain that there's a Kirby Lane directly across the highway in Round Rock. And then we go out to the parking lot and we're like, hey, we should go see a movie. And my mom's like, I'm tired. We'll do it after my nap. And then we never do it. But today, I made it happen, or yesterday.
Yeah. How was the brunch at IHOP?
That was good. That's good. I asked for breakfast potatoes. They just brought me hash browns, but I didn't make a big deal. It wasn't my day. It's my mom's day. So she had a hamburger and a milkshake.
Okay.
Brunch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
I was just going to say, I feel like you can't have brunch at IHOP. It's just like too fancy. Like brunch.
Brunch or IHOP?
No, brunch. It seems like the connotations, it has fanciness to
Does
it.
Does it have mimosas?
That you're not capable of getting at IHOP, but I guess you can do it.
I'm tired of having this fight with her about all the awesome brunch spots. She's like, she loves IHOP, you know, it's whatever. But she kept talking to me because I was like, why did you tap into Doctor Strange? Because she doesn't like the Marvel movies. I think it's because he does magic and not, you know, stupid superhero stuff. So
stupid superhero stuff.
Yeah, I think that's what her deal is, like his magic. And I was like, she's like, I like the special effects of the first one, and I like how they go through all the levels. And I was like, do you think that Leonardo DiCaprio is Doctor Strange? That's Inception, Mom. Mm. They both are very special effects-y laden, and cities like curl up into each other and things. But anyway, she liked it.
Okay. How many Spider-Men are in it?
Zero.
Zero Spider-Men?
Zero Spider-Men.
Zero.
What the hell? No.
What's up with that?
There is a Blackagar Boltagon, but...
Excuse me?
Nah, don't
Can
worry
you say
about
that?
I just did.
What?
That's actually kind of a spoiler, but
what
nobody cares.
What are you doing, man?
Like, either you know Blackagar Boltagon is in there or you don't, okay?
I guess I'm a don't.
And if you don't, you don't know who that
I really
is.
Don't.
Should have been JC.
There is a new trend among the old folks. Rather than moving into retirement homes, they're moving permanently onto cruise ships. I just took a cruise. I cruised for 5 days, and I'm going to tell you, 4 days was enough. 3.5 days is probably enough. People, the idea of just moving, of being on a cruise ship permanently, that sounds hideous to me.
Why?
That sounds...
Do you get seasick?
No, it's just I would say by the fourth or fifth day. No, it's just like all the food starts to taste the same. Yeah. Everything is just. We went to Harry Potter trivia on the fifth day. That's how I knew. Okay, it's time to go. If we're going to Harry Potter trivia, we've had all of the fun that this boat has in store for us. We've milked all the fun.
I know what's happening here.
What's that?
You tried to play pickleball with all those cruisers. They kicked your ass, and you're like, I can't. See, I got to go to a retirement community where I can crush
exactly
them. I have to be the best pickleballer.
I would. It's funny that you bring that up because I played golf at Kissing Tree this weekend down in San Marcos land. Yeah, that's correct.
That's the old folks home.
You have to be 55 years old to buy property there, to move there. And not only do they have one of my favorite golf courses, but I saw Saturday morning, 3 pickleball courts going.
Man.
And I was like, guys, somebody's got to write me a letter of recommendation. You guys got to do something. Change the laws because I want to move there now. Okay?
You can't wait to be 55.
I think I can pass as 55. All
I was
right?
going to say, do you want me to... I'll compile a whole bunch of your best old man yells at clouds radio air check segment bits.
I definitely...
listening to him. Like, look, he's got 55 energy.
I've got senior citizen energy. I don't know if my face will pass for 55, but I think we can, make it happen, guys.
That you hurt your back and you walk in here, I'm like, that man is 55.
You still have scabs on your knees? I fell down and I hurt myself.
Yeah.
So, I got old man energy.
I cut easily.
55-year-old, at least.
All right. I think we can do it, guys. And finally, this. Austin voted overwhelmingly in support of Prop A. That means that it prevents the city's police officers from enforcing laws against possessing small amounts of marijuana and from entering properties unannounced using no-knock warrants. 85.5% voted in favor of this. What does this mean for the weed smokers of the world?
Nothing.
It
just makes it official that they won't hassle you. I mean, we were all living this life anyway. If it was decriminalized, it's just a ticket. So, it just makes it official.
But, makes it official what?
Like, you can't go, walking around smoking it. you know, out in public, but if
you
they find
out. You absolutely can't do that. I mean, it's not legal,
I mean,
but you can't
do
that.
In terms of this law, yeah, that's just not what it's saying.
In the past, basically the cops were like, hey, it's such a pain in the ass for me to actually like arrest you for this small amount of weed.
Uh-huh.
So they weren't doing it. There's also like they can't test. Like if they just see you smoking a joint and you're like, nah, man, this is totally legal Delta 8 that I got it from Hometown Heroes CBD because it's hemp-based THC, not whatever. They could like, now they won't test it. They'll just be like, okay, we'll take your word for it.
Uh-huh.
So they won't test your stuff to make sure that it's.
But in terms of practicality, this doesn't change anything.
Like it's not legal. Okay. It's just not as harsh.
I don't think you know what you're talking about, Emily.
I mean, I do.
This was such a like a, it's going to pass with flying colors. Uh-huh. And
yeah.
It's already how we operate that I almost didn't go vote, but then I was like, you know what?
You did vote.
I did.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I got to stick it to the property owners. So yes on Prop 2 or no or whatever one, stuck it to those old ladies who want to avoid property taxes for the schools. So gotcha.
Did that one pass?
No, I don't think so. Well, it depends on which side you're on. If you're on the side of lower property taxes, then yes, it passed.
Oh, okay.
If you're on the side of funding schools, then it was a crushing defeat for us.
Oh, so you lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that one.
Yeah,
sorry.
But I got high, so it was fine.
What up, X? It's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends, Nick, Emily. Last week, Emily told us it was her first time planning a camping trip for, what was it, 13 friends?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 13.
A 70% survival rating. That's good.
Uh-huh.
Good job, Emily.
We were wondering how many of them were going to make it back from the wilderness alive, how many of them were going to tap out early. I did think of you several times this weekend because I was like, could she have possibly chosen a worse weekend to go camping?
It's not my fault.
And right?
Okay.
You guys went Thursday, right?
We went Thursday through Sunday, so we got back yesterday.
Thursday was the day there were like violent thunderstorms, at least here. I don't know how far away you were. Did you get
out? We were like 3.5 hours away.
Oh, my goodness. So you drove away from the storm.
Yeah, I drove away from all of you. Yes, correct.
Good job. And then it got unbelievably hot after that.
Yeah.
So it sounds as if everybody came home in one piece, though. What happened?
So, okay, there were three instances where I thought we were going to lose our life. But
okay,
I'm here,
So
I didn't. We were so excited. Everybody got there at a decent time. You know, we set up. Everybody brought their own supplies. They were excited. We were prepared. And then on Friday, we decided to take a hike because Friday was supposed to be the least hot of all of the days that we're going to be there.
Okay.
So we go and hike Mount Baldy. We were at Garner State Park, if anybody knows what
Mount
that is.
Mount Baldy, of course, right?
And we decided to hike up there at 11 o'clock. And by 11 o'clock, it was already 95 degrees.
Oh.
Hiking up a little mountainy hill. We made it to the top. Some of us made it to the top. Two of our friends kind of tapped out halfway through.
Uh-huh.
Because when we said hiking, I think they're used to Texas hiking. Or like normal, like when people say hiking here, they mean let's just go walk around in a park.
Yeah, that's what hiking would be for me.
Yeah, an incline.
Uh-huh.
So they tapped out, but we said, oh, we'll get you on the way back. So at the top, we were hanging out, having a good time. We start walking down, and we're looking for them, and we're like, oh, I don't know where they are. Maybe they walked back down before
Was this like a couple?
No. It was just two random friends of mine that had met each other like that day.
I'm still
going to
say, they were boning in the woods.
Oh.
And so we walked all the way down. They weren't there at the bottom of the trail. So we had to figure out what we were going to do. We thought that we lost them. It got really hot. And we were like, oh, my gosh, they're not used to hiking. What are we going to do? And it was kind of ironic because before we started this whole hike, we had kind of a horror movie experience. We were about to start hiking and this old lady came up to us with a warning.
Don't go over that there hill.
Yes. No, I'm not even joking.
Uh-huh.
She said, are you guys about to hike Mount Baldy? And we said yes. And she said, okay, well, you kids be careful up there. When you get up to the top, there's two different ways to get down, the right side and the left side. Always take the left side. And we said, stupid old lady, of course we know how to get back down.
Uh-huh.
Spoiler alert, my friends took the right side.
Oh no.
So it took an hour to find them in the heat. We had to send two of our fittest people all the way back up the mountain to go try to find them.
What was that negotiation like? Were you in the running for the most fit?
Absolutely.
No, I was going to say.
I was like, it's my birthday. Even if I was, I am not going back up there. They didn't heed the old lady's warnings. We eventually found them, which was fine. So it ended up being okay. So that was the first time.
All right.
The second time, on Saturday, for my actual birthday, I wanted to go tubing on the Rio Frio River.
Mm-hmm.
We go, we're like, okay, we got to get up early. It's going to be busy. It's Mother's Day weekend. We get to the place. We pay for the tubes. Another warning from an old lady saying,
don't take the right fork.
She said, just to let you know, the water's pretty low, so 40 to 50% of it you're going to be walking. And we said, that's not possible. It's a tubing adventure. That's not possible.
That's not possible.
40 to 50% is like what? Like 5 minutes?
Half.
Yeah, that's fine. turns out she was right. Our tubing was just walking with tubes.
Yeah, that's
and splashing
terrible.
In some water. And there was a lot of snakes because it was so low that there was...
I got a snake, man.
There were no people out on the river except for us. So all of the wilderness was out on the river with us, which was terrifying. I can't do snakes. Give me a bug any day. Put a snake in this room, I will pee my pants.
Okay.
On site.
Well, we definitely won't ever do that now that we know that you'll
pee
that your pants.
You know.
Yeah.
And so we still tried to enjoy it. We drank a lot of not water and used a lot of not sunscreen.
I'm picturing just like an actual can says not water on it. Official not water brand.
And we got to the end. There was finally water, a place to jump off. My friend almost jumped off and crashed on a rock, but it's okay. He was fine.
Okay.
And everything was great until we got back to our campsite and it all started hitting. And the third thing that almost killed
us. Do you mean the not water was hitting you or what was it?
Was dehydration and incredibly terrible sunburns. Not for me, because I was a birthday girl and the sun chose to kiss me gently.
The sun knows not to to burn somebody on their birthday.
The only thing I got is, like, you can see I got some sick Teva tans on my feet. Sandal tans.
Okay.
But other than that, I was fine.
Yeah.
Everybody else was just completely pink. Completely lobster red.
You did not put sunscreen on at all?
I did.
Do you need an old lady to tell you to put sunscreen on?
I guess we didn't hear the warning. So by the end of the night, we had so many people dying of just heat exhaustion and just cooking their insides. One person did go home early because they were getting sick from cooking and just boiling the White Claws that were in their stomach. And
I mean, that would make me go home.
Yeah.
My stomach contents were boiling.
And so it ended up being very fun, despite all of the things that went wrong. By the end of by Sunday, everybody was really still excited and still happy and thankful and sharing all the photos. And we were having a great time. The drive home was so nice. And now I might have COVID.
Wait, what?
So, that's not the third bad thing.
Did an old lady warn you? Watch out for that COVID.
Watch out for the COVID.
How might you, what are you talking about?
Well, my luck has just been terrible. And I'm going to start off 24 with potentially having the vid for the first time.
Well, thanks for bringing it here.
You're welcome. You're welcome. The girl that I was sharing a tent with and also carpooled around ended up getting COVID, which is the person that I was the closest to this entire trip. So it was an awkward group chat encounter, I will say, because it started off in the group chat. Everybody was like, this was so much fun. We should go again. And then it got interrupted with her being like, hey, guys, I tested positive for COVID.
So 10 out of 10 would do again.
10 out of 10 would camp again. You guys should come next time.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
It was great.
I enjoyed the air conditioning this weekend. It was nice, yeah.
You didn't cook?
I did not cook, no.
You would not have survived out there.
I wouldn't even attempt it, all right?
You would have been the old lady that would give us all the warnings.
That old lady is a hero, okay? You guys are laughing at her. If you would have just listened to what old lady would have said.
I know. Right? It's like she knew.
You wouldn't have...
Emily, that old lady has been dead for 30 years, okay? That was a ghost warning your way off of Mount Baldy.
You guys, not going to believe this, but I might ruin Mother's Day.
No.
Oh, I believe it.
How long is an acceptable amount of time to wait at, let's just say, it's your favorite restaurant? Mm-hmm. The absolute best place in the world that you can
eat. You took your mom to CeCe's Pizza? Jesus.
I got two moms in my life. My mom and then my girlfriend who lives with me. It's come to my attention. She's also a mom. That's who that kid running around my house is. I asked my mom middle of last week. I'm like, hey, it's Mother's Day Sunday. What do you want to do? She says, I want to have brunch. You pick the place. I don't care. So I go to her. I go to Bumbleina, my girlfriend. I was like, hey, mom wants to have brunch. She says, pick the place. Where do you want to go? She tells me the place. I've never been there. I'm aware of its existence. I don't want to say the name of it right now because I ain't going to give them the shine. Okay, I'm that mad at them. But let's just assume it's you know what?
Based it's a popular
on
place.
Based on the wait, I'm going to assume it's the number one brunch spot in all of Austin, Texas. Okay, and so I'm like, I knew immediately. I was like, this seems like a place that I'm going to have to wait for a million years to get a table at. Right? Mm-hmm. Don't take reservations. They do the thing where you can join the wait list online. So we did that yesterday morning, 11 a.m. I join the wait list online.
Oh, already mm-hmm. too late.
You know what? They should have told me that. They should have said, try again next year. Instead, they said 3.5 hours.
What?
3.5 hours.
Wow. That shouldn't be an option.
Well, right. Exactly. I was like, once it's 2 hours, it's over
it's
for you.
It's just lunch at that point.
So at 11 a.m., they estimate 3.5 hours. Okay. And we had plans to be there at noon. And so I was like, this is fake news, okay? This can't be for real.
They should have had Newman from Seinfeld pop up and just be like, you didn't say the magic word.
And so we show up at noon because I'm like, that can't be the real wait time. Like, we'll get there once we're there. Mm-hmm. This is all just a whole bunch of people who join the line and they're not going to show up, right? Mm-hmm. And so we get there and I go and I talk to the guy. And I was like, hey, I joined online and got my name and he checked me in. And I was like, so what does this mean? And again, at 11 a.m., it was we will seat you between 2 and 2:30. And so we get there at noon and I check in and I was like, so what are we looking at here? And he says, it should be 2 or 2:30. And I was like, wait, really? That's a real wait time?
Did you tell your mom and Bumbleina about this wait time? Oh.
They had no idea.
I go back and report to them. I'm like, guys, he's saying it's another 2 hours or so that we're going to have to wait. And they're like, okay. And I'm like, okay. That's fine with everybody. We're going to just stand here outside of this restaurant for the next 2 hours. That's okay. And we went, there was about a, I don't know, 20 or 30 minute deliberation where I was clearly getting more and more grumpy every second that passed.
Oh, I feel like it was after like 2 minutes, you were just unreasonably angry and just trying to torpedo this entire situation.
That's basically correct. Yeah. Eventually... I was told it's Mother's Day. I was like, let's go somewhere else. We can go anywhere else. And they're like, it's Mother's Day. It's going to be terrible everywhere.
Yeah.
Eventually, I strong-armed them into going to Haymaker where there was a 0-minute wait.
Nice.
It was awesome.
You know what you should have done is just walked around to everybody else waiting and complained about the wait time, and eventually they would have left.
Yeah, they would have been like, oh, that guy's
right. You just keep driving away people ahead of you.
But I was, I could see the look of disappointment in Bumbleina's face when I said, all right, come on, we're not going to wait. Let's go somewhere else. And so we went, we ended up going, sat down, had a lovely meal. Mimosas were flowing. Mother's Day cheer was happening.
Yeah.
Everything was fine. At the moment that we sat down at Haymaker, I got a text that says, your table is ready. It was about 1:30. Okay,
yeah.
So
yeah,
it was still a long wait. We carved an hour off of the estimated 3.5
hour
wait time.
Could you have gone back to the original place and been like, "Hey, my table's ready"?
Well, I think she would have preferred that because as soon as I told her that they tagged it, like I could just tell that she didn't say anything, just shook her head at me, and yeah. But I mean, see, I don't like the system that's set up here because I knew I was like, that's too long. That's not a real wait time. Yeah. Like, it will show you your place in line. We went from when I first signed up, we were 183rd, okay, in line. And at the time we got there, we were around 100. And when we left, we were around 60th in line. Mm-hmm. We went from 42nd in line to your table's ready.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's a bunch of people who aren't real line waiters there. That system is busted. I don't care for that system.
You have to prep ahead. Well, you guys are both obviously not brunch people. If you want to eat brunch in Austin.
Why am I getting shots fired at me?
Because you took your mom to IHOP.
As she requested.
It's not brunch. Yeah.
What was the wait like at IHOP?
Well, they won't seat you at entire parties there, so I had to wait for my little sister to get there. And then after that, it was almost immediate,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Should have gone to IHOP.
It was also 8:30 in the morning.
That's what you have to do. If you want to do brunch on Sundays, especially if it's a holiday, you got to get there extremely early, or you have to make a reservation like a week in advance.
This place does not take reservations.
Some places do, and they will do them on Open Table or whatever, but you have to do it ahead of time. You can't just think about it, oh, we could get in an hour before. You're in Austin. You're in the busiest, most
You can just go to Haymaker
place.
And sit down immediately. All right.
Let me knock Emily off of her I know how to do brunch high horse.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's how you do brunch when you're 23. Uh-huh. Jason Dick, I hear he's a millionaire now. Give the guy money.
I thought about that.
Just go up there and give him money.
I would have.
How else do you solve all of other life's problems?
I don't know how to negotiate that situation.
Here's a a 50.
I should
go up there.
Send her up there with the 50.
Yes.
But
I don't know.
No, I feel like it should be you because then you could pull the "Do you know who I am" card, and then they're gonna be
like, "No, I don't listen to the radio."
Yeah, exactly.
Certainly not at this place either.
Yeah.
It's not going
to
work.
I'm so curious what it was. You're going to have to tell me after this.
I also just want you to do that because I know that how you operate, and like you will not make eye contact. You'll try to do the whole, "I'm going to slip the money," and then the guy just takes it.
Yes, it's not going to work. That's what I'm afraid of. That's why I won't do it.
World famous cuck. I can just take this money and not give him a table.
I can't do that, man. By the way, my mom is very mad at you.
Okay.
She said, I think her exact words were, "You tell that a-hole next time he needs radio filler, he can call his mom."
Ooh.
That was the whole point of me bringing up how my mom is better at radio than she is. Look,
she's just mad at you. I just want you to know.
Well, second place moms, you have to wait 2 hours for brunch.
What, second
first place,
place
moms,
wow.
Got a table waiting for you.
The brunch place that I tried to take my mom and girlfriend to yesterday had a 3.5 hour wait. That seems totally normal and fine. We ended up going somewhere else. Julio from SA tweets at the Morning X says, 11 a.m.? Hell no. That's on you, dude. You got to check in at 9 a.m. or just go early and wait in person while everyone else gets there.
I have the solution for you. Is you go up there, you tell them you just want a table for one person.
Uh-huh.
And everybody is just, whenever you try to order a table for one, all the people there are just like, "That's so sad. He has no friends or family. Let's seat this poor sap immediately."
Uh-huh.
And then you just text everybody, "Hey, I got the table." Boom.
But well, I don't think that they will. They're going to sit five people at this table for one.
You usually got to cap it at four because usually they just sit you at a four topper.
Right.
Yeah.
How long would it be? Because they were totally ready to wait. They were totally ready to just hang out there for another 2 hours.
That's crazy.
What is the longest, if it's your favorite restaurant, what is the longest that you would wait?
Well, again, I'm one person, so I just go sit at the bar and it's fine.
So 0 minutes?
I mean, 30 minutes. But you can't trust what they're saying.
Because
they're always going to tell you, it's like that Seinfeld episode where every time they check on it, it's like, "Oh, yeah, we'll get you in 5-10 minutes.
Right.
They're not telling you the truth.
Well, that's what I thought. He had convinced me that it was, in fact, going to be several hours.
That's a bad job by that person because you left.
Right.
They told you too much.
Yeah. For me, I think I would an hour and a half.
An hour and a half is
an hour
still,
and a half.
That is an unbelievable amount.
I mean,
of time.
I think
it's 30
anything,
minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 30 minutes.
I would think anything past 2 hours is a little insane.
I mean, 30 minutes, like just thinking of it now, I'm like, oh no, that's too long as well. I can't wait for things, all right?
You're just going to play it on your phone.
Just too
play
long.
Words with Friends on your phone for 30 minutes. You'll be fine.
I couldn't handle it, all right? It's making me crazy just thinking about it now.
Let's go back to the Morning X.
So Morning X headlines, we misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Driveway.com. Pete Davidson says he hopes Kanye pulls a Mrs. Doubtfire. Not sure what that is. Get to that in just a second. But first this. Will Smith's next movie. I think I put all of those words into one. Will Smith's next movie, Emancipation, has been bumped to 2023 following his hitting Chris Rock in the face at the Academy Awards. Apple is the producer of the movie, and they have decided to, it was supposed to come out this year, this fall. It is being bumped to next year, to which I ask, how long are we going to be mad about this? I'm basically over it. All right.
Well, also, if you push it to next year, because the whole thing is what is this awkward if you have to have, if he has nominated for another Oscar next year? Like, that's a whole year away.
Oh,
we not care.
Is that the issue? Is that
I mean
maybe?
Are you not going to go see? Like, I'm not going to go see a Will Smoothie movie. Period. Like, the fact that it has, whether he slaps somebody has nothing to do with it, but.
So that's
you're just not interested in Will Smith.
Well, but the issue is if he were to, because he's not allowed to go to the Oscars for 10 years, right?
People would be outraged and just be like, that's terrible. He poured Chris Rock, but I don't care. I don't know if I'm done. Going back, you're avoiding.
I think Chris Rock is out there joking about it now. I think we're mostly done with it. I think we can stop being mad about the whole thing. If I told you that only eating during daylight hours could add years to your life, is that something you'd be interested in?
Yes.
Add years? I'll take it. I'm old now.
Emily turned 24 this weekend, and now you're looking to conserve years.
Yeah,
get some years wherever you can.
Get it while I can.
She is here in the studio bundled up in a blanket. Like,
it's cold.
You do have old lady energy now.
It's very cold.
It's very cold in here. A new study says that you can add years to your life by only eating while the sun is up. Something about body clocks and rhythms, and it's better for you if you're only eating while the sun is up. Adding years to your life, I don't care. I got plenty of years, all right? I'm going to tell you, they're going to... Emily, you don't have to worry. They're going to solve death in your lifetime.
Man,
right?
I hope so.
Probably not mine, but in your lifetime, you guys are going to live forever.
Yeah, but if they solve it by making us go into a metaverse,
that
doesn't count.
You don't want to live in the metaverse world?
Either give me a robot body or make me live forever.
Uh-huh.
Wait, so you're saying that I can't eat at night?
Right.
Yes.
Oh,
do
well,
you think you can pull that off? Do you
no, because I
it?
Already failed yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Does that mean that I already knocked off a whole year from my choice? I decided to order some DoorDash and got $40 worth of Chinese food that I ate in my bed at night.
Okay, if you're paying DoorDash fees, you don't deserve that extra year.
Right?
That's a fair trade.
You're gonna go broke before you're not gonna have enough money to live.
I have
so
much Chinese food in my kitchen now. I can't wait to go home and eat leftover Kung Pao chicken.
Why?
I mean, like I said, old lady energy.
Yes.
Why? I guess I haven't ordered Chinese delivery in a long time. Have they all just moved to the apps? Because that's one of the foods.
I think so.
It's like when I hear somebody gets pizza from Uber Eats. I'm like, the pizza places deliver. Why would you go to the... do you hate money?
It's all through the apps now.
Everybody's through the apps.
You can't just like call the Chinese place and ask them to deliver it anymore.
They don't do that anymore?
No.
Because if you try to call and order some pizza, it's all the stupid 24-year-olds that like they don't know that you can just go to Gaddy's.com or whatever it is. They're just like, what? You're not on DoorDash. I will never purchase food from you. So companies have to be on DoorDash. They have to pay the fees. Now, if you want Chinese food, so... No delivery fees.
Uh-huh.
So that people don't want to
get
TSO.
TSO.
You say so?
So.
Sal? Sal?
Sue?
I guess
Texas State Optical?
I never say it out loud.
I never say it out loud either.
So seems wrong. When you say so, I'm like, that can't be how you say it, right?
They're closed on Sundays. Fun fact.
Really?
Yeah. They were not. I don't know.
What's
so
up with
I
that?
Had. That's why I had to pay the fees, but.
Take Sundays off.
That's what it stands for. And finally this, Pete Davidson was on stage at this weekend's Netflix is a Joke comedy festival, and he says that he hopes Kanye secretly pulls a Mrs. Doubtfire.
What?
Now, I'll play you the clip here in a second. What does that mean? Secretly pulls a Mrs. Doubtfire.
That Kanye's going to throw
old lady fat suit?
Yeah.
He's going to throw a lime at Pierce Brosnan.
Is that what he did?
Help is on the way.
Did he throw a lime?
Some sort of fruit.
Thought
it was green.
A drive-by fruiting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't have been a lime, though, would it?
I don't.
Apple?
Okay. Here's Pete.
Does anybody else secretly hope that, like, Kanye pulls, like, a Mrs. Doubtfire? I come home one day and they're like, this is the new housekeeper. And he's like, what's up, man?
Oh, so like sneaking into the house and spying on them.
Becoming somebody's housekeeper.
Huh.
Which, first of all, Pete Davidson, explore the space of this, because that's the end of that joke. So that's why you're a terrible comedian. Like, I would love the idea of Kanye West just showing up on the new Kardashians Hulu show, and he just goes Big Mama's house with it. Hell yeah.
Hang on, goes Big Mama's house mean?
I mean, I didn't see that one. It's just the black Mrs. Doubtfire. Oh, just put on a fat suit, old lady.
All right.
Yeah, could have gone Madea.
There's almost nothing more embarrassing about my life that I can tell you other than yesterday I watched 2.5 episodes of The Kardashians.
Mm-hmm. What?
It's Mother's Day.
That's more than I've ever watched, Jason. How does that make
Bumbleina
you feel?
Bumbleina had it on. All right. I might have...
Was this why you were waiting for your table at brunch?
No.
Because I know why you're so desperate.
Post-brunch... I may have taken some of the hometown hero relaxation gummies and was not really good at focusing or functioning. And I was this is a good thing to watch.
Yeah.
So she had it on, and I tell you, those Kardashians are up to some crazy things.
Oh, I know.
Have you guys? Do you guys know about this? First of all, none of them look like they used to look. All of them are totally unrecognizable from what they look like 10 years ago.
Not the Kardashians.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. There's Tristan Thompson is involved.
Mm-hmm.
Tristan Thompson from?
Emily.
I don't know.
Anytime I ask you that question, I was thinking movies.
What kind of movie is he in?
And this
Back to the Future.
Hang on. He's an athlete.
Back to the Future.
Okay.
He played basketball at the University of Texas, Emily.
Awesome.
All right.
He's now just part of the Kardashians to me.
This part makes me sad. And I think you guys knew about this. I think the world was aware.
Oh, does this the one where he cheats on Chloe?
No. There's a Blink-182 in there. All right?
Yes.
Travis from Blink-182 gets engaged to Kourtney Kardashian.
Did you guys know about this? He went to Robert Kardashian's grave and asked for permission to marry her.
It didn't feel real until I was watching it high on gummies yesterday. I was like, oh no, this is going to be a disaster
also,
for Blink-182.
That's the one that's going to stick.
Like, that's the marriage that's going to stick?
If any of them will. I don't know about stick, but she's the most long-term person, I think.
That's the forever one, the 10 years.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. House update. We built this house. Radio. We built this house. I really just want to do it for the theme song, and now every time I hear it, I'm disappointed with it.
I can see it in your eyes that your spirit is already weak. But hey,
in my head, it sounds so much better. All right,
through the radio, the radio fixes it. So people hear they just heard an awesome banger.
I hope you guys enjoy that. It's true. The rumors are true. I'm moving to Manor. Someday. I don't know. Eventually. Somebody messaged me this weekend saying, hey, if you're moving to Manor, you got to be here this weekend. It's Manor Palooza. Sorry. I missed it, guys.
You are not a true Manor.
Yeah. I'm
Manor
not a
resident.
Manorite. Manorian. I'm not sure. Apparently, on the flyer, the first thing on the poster for Manor Palooza was sausage eating contest.
Oh.
Like, that's the headliner.
That is the place for you. Okay. Manor is just for you.
I'll tell you what. You work hard next year, Vanilla Ice can headline Manor Palooza.
Wow.
I believe in it.
You think we can get him?
I believe in it, yes.
You think we can get him?
You can get him.
Okay, good. Pig fever. Bumbleina's got it.
What?
She's got pig fever, guys.
What?
Yeah, we're going to have to quarantine her. We can't talk to her, look at her for 2 weeks. Yeah. No. She's very healthy.
Avian flu was on the rise.
I don't know who it was, but somebody made them. I'm calling it a mistake on their part, but we were talking about how we were moving to the country and how we have land. We have some land.
Okay,
I got an acre. All right, does that count as land?
If you're going to be a Manor man, you got to start calling it property.
Property's
okay. Property.
I got land. I
know.
I
you have property.
I have property.
You have property.
Yes.
Okay.
Because then, when you once you have property and not land or an acre or whatever,
right.
Then you can tell government, come take my property off my cold dead hands.
I don't think I want to be that guy though.
You got to.
You have to.
You want to be a Maynard man.
I have property. And I don't think that I want to be this guy. Do I want to be a pig guy?
No.
Somebody asked us, are you guys gonna have animals? And I'm like, we're gonna have a dog.
It's like you're retiring and moving to the country.
We may at some point have an additional dog. We could have two dogs.
I could
that
see
seems
being...
like enough. But then yeah, she somehow got the idea that we could have a pig. She has a brother or a friend or one of her dads, somebody who lives in a state far away that I've never met, mm-hmm. has a pet pig and sends her pig pictures all the time. And I'm like, this is exactly how familiar you should be with a pig, okay? It's just, you know, a guy who lives somewhere else who has a pet pig.
Should never see one in real life.
We don't want to be that. We don't want to be those people,
right? No, you don't
need
to be pig people.
I mean, I don't even know what that entails. Like, can you...
I mean, first of all, you're her pig person. Like, you are her pig.
I'm the
pig?
You're
the pig?
You're her pig. You're her pig fill-in. So if you get her an actual pig,
I like to eat
she'll never touch you again.
Why didn't you just say bogey? Bogey is she not satisfied with bogey? Why does she need a pig?
She's told me several times now that she's ready for another dog. And I'm like, bogey, do you hear this? Do you hear what she's saying? You're not enough for her. You're officially not enough anymore, buddy. All right, she's ready for another dog and possibly a pig.
Look, I don't want to be a jerk to Bumbleina.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be the Peloton all over again. She's going to ride that pig like twice, and then you're never going to touch it again.
You don't ride the pig,
That's
I don't
why
think.
She wants the pig, trust me. Everybody wants to ride
the pig.
To ride
the pig?
Also, so I think what she's probably going to tell you, she's telling like, there'll be a little tiny, it's going to be a little miniature teacup pig.
Oh, they get...
That's a lie.
I fell for
that's
that one
a lie.
Before.
Yeah,
okay.
the miniature pig does not exist. That's just a small pig, and the more you feed it, the bigger it gets.
Wait, is the ultimate plan to eat it?
See, that's
like on a farm?
I don't think so. I think you just have a...
Mm-hmm. She just wants a pig.
She just wants a pig.
You want to have a pet pig.
That's why she didn't go chickens or anything. She's not a... She doesn't want to eat.
By the way, emus. Get you an emu.
No,
emu?
Absolutely
yes,
not.
That's what you
those
need.
Those are evil.
I know. That's why I wanted to get one.
What are you doing? Can you get one? Can you
sure
have
you
it?
Can. Yeah. Knowing you could get anything.
One
so
of my
she's
classmates
a different animal.
In Gerald, she raised emus.
Really?
Yeah. At the time, everybody's like, that was before we switched over to plant-based burgers. They were all going to be emu-based.
Uh-huh.
That was the next
they
big thing.
They were all going to be...
That there's ostrich farms here. Because everybody's like, we're going to make... That's our meat alternative.
Mm.
But
no,
that pig is going to get giant. Also, I don't know how much you're paying to feed Bogey, but like triple that for a pig, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like just the amount of income and overhead on a pig.
Right.
Incredible.
I don't know.
Do you think she would break up with you if you ate the pig? Like, do you think you would just ruin her life? I want you to eat the pig. If you get the pig, you need to eat the pig.
Why?
I'm sorry, vegans out there that are listening. Yeah. This is just
Mother's,
for the bit. This isn't necessarily the
right.
Mother's Day 2024.
Just, yeah.
You feed her own pig.
For brunch.
Mm-hmm. Two Mother's Day from now? Is that the prime age for a 2-year-old pig? Is that good pig?
Sure, yeah.
I don't know when do they come into season?
Well,
when is it ripe?
You're not
really
gonna move into your Maynard house by next Mother's
How
Day.
How dare you? I'm moving in.
Okay, yeah, right.
November.
Uh-huh.
It's happening,
uh-huh,
buddy.
Sure.
It is.
Emily, you need to borrow your tent so you can go camping at the Maynard property.
Move into the country, getting a pig, possibly. I shouldn't even put it in the universe like that. We ain't getting a pig. But Julio from SA tweets at the Morning X says, damn, Emily is so ready to slaughter and eat that future Bumbleina pet pig. You are all about eating that pig.
I'm sorry. My uncle, I grew up with an uncle who owned a farm and a bunch of animals, and that's just how I know it. I just remember having some Thanksgiving meals, sitting down, and we cut into some Thanksgiving ham along with our turkey, and they're like,
"Oh, you're like, oh, this was,
oh, this was,
this was Harvey,
Mr. Joe,
Mr. Joe,
and just being very traumatized as a child, so I feel like Bumbleito needs to experience.
So
that.
You want to share that, pass that down.
You were traumatized as a child, and you want to, you want to recreate that.
I agree. Yeah. Ham at Thanksgiving, gross.
Yeah,
child abuse.
That is terrible.
You know, I did some more digging on this Maynard Palooza, and apparently this was a official Major League eating, sausage eating contest.
Oh, the sausage eating event.
$4,000 prize pool. So here's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You get the pig. You enter the pig in the sausage eating contest as Bumbleito. Just get him like some clothes and a backwards hat.
He's a contestant.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And so you train that pig to eat the sausage. You take him on a whole tour of the country, dominating major league eating events.
Right.
And I'm like, eventually you're going to get caught with the fact that he's a pig. Uh-huh. They're going to find out.
They're going to find out.
But then you just go on Oprah, right. You apologize, and everybody still wears your bracelets.
It's like a cannibal pig, though, right? If it's eating.
Yeah, that's so messed up.
That's messed up.
No. You're the one asking pigs to eat pigs.
Well, first of all, it's a pig. Okay, so this was original beef smoked sausage.
Oh, okay.
No pork sausage.
Right.
Your chicken wings, your ice cream, your little donut holes. I may just be hungry, but
I think so.
This whole thing might just be it's breakfast time. 101X. Morning X Sports. Papa John.
Papa John.
That's just a funny way to start. Papa John says Jerry Jones once asked him to get Roger Goodell fired. This is John Schnatter. Is that how you say that guy's name?
It doesn't matter.
No. It's definitely got some T's in there. He's canceled, right? Like forever canceled? Use the N-word?
We just killed Roe versus Wade world. I feel like he might be coming
possibly
back.
Possibly, really?
Like he might pop up again. I'm writing it down.
That's fine. Good for you.
Okay.
He is no longer the face of Papa John's, but he is the guy. He still owns all the stuff, right? Like
they kicked him off the board. He still has some.
He probably still gets some cash.
Now he's talking about, why are you talking about old stuff? Says back in the day, Jerry Jones tried to get him to get Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the league, fired. Quote, they called me. They said, you need to take this guy out. You're the number one sponsor of the league. Everybody loves you. They love Peyton. We hate Goodell, end quote. Peyton Manning, who was also the Papa John's spokesperson. He owns a bunch of those, right?
Well, he sold them before
because he knew it was coming. He knew what was happening. But I remember when he won that Super Bowl. Didn't he? Did he kiss Papa John?
Papa John was just annihilated on Bud Lights.
Yeah. And then I think he kissed him on the cheek or something like that. Yeah. Okay, good.
Aw, cute.
So Jerry trying to leverage a sponsor into getting Roger Goodell out. News? I'm going to say what's the big deal?
Well, that was news at the time. Everybody was saying Jerry's trying to get it out. Because I think that was when Zeke was suspended. And Jerry was all mad that they suspended Zeke, and so he was like, I'll show you.
Right.
I'll get the pizza guy to get rid of you.
What a trio. Papa John, Jerry Jones, Roger Goodell.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of those guys is going to ruin your bachelor party?
Oh, Papa John.
You think it's Papa John?
The guy who got kicked off of his board for being racist? Yeah. That's the guy who's going to ruin your...
I feel like he's got good wild card potential, all right?
I mean, first of all, Jerry Jones at a strip club at a bachelor party.
Jerry Jones,
that's
the
MVP.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. He's the guy that you want. See, I think it's Roger. Roger's the guy who's like, oops, he shared a bunch of pictures with his wife, and now all the other wives are going to find out as well. Roger,
I didn't consider that angle of it. But.
He's the one who's going to crack, all right? He's the weak link.
No. That's the son of a congressman, okay? He's well-versed in how to hide things from the wife, okay?
Yeah, I guess it depends on what...
He's not
going
to be fun. He's going to be the guy that's sitting there in the corner being like, yes, I'll have a whatever non-alcoholic drink.
He might be a good soda. He'll be a good fixer if you need something fixed.
DD. Like, he's the guy that keeps you out of trouble. Jerry's over there. Like, Roger's the guy that smooth things over with the bouncer or the VIP. He's like, sorry, he's an old man. Jerry Jones is full of Johnny Walker. My bad. Here's a couple of 50s. You want Roger Goodell.
Now I want to go on this bachelor party. Can we organize this? I'm real excited.
Maybe we get Papa John.
He's not doing anything. Yeah. He's available.
Get your Papa.
Emily, wilderness woman, has returned safely from camping. There was a small contingent of us, Emily, who were rooting for you to get eaten by a bear, but just for the story.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Not you, right?
Right. Not me. Definitely not me.
Well, that's kind of you. Well, yeah, I haven't been eaten by a bear. There were wild hogs, though. Missed out on those.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wild hogs.
Yeah.
It was I'm going to say, wildly ambitious choice. 3 nights camping in the wilderness. Couldn't have picked a better weekend as well. First one to get up into the hundreds, I think.
You know, you have to reserve like months in advance. So at that point, I was like, well, we're going. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. But I know
guess
that.
What would have stopped you? I mean, like hurricane, tornadoes.
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
no,
of those
catch
things.
Me out there
alien
just
invasion.
Standing in the rain for 3 nights.
One of the, I'm going to say, underratedly notable parts of this trip was that it wasn't just you and, what, 13 of your friends, but also your parents?
Yeah.
You took your parents camping with you?
Yeah,
did
my
they have
parents
a good time?
Wanted to join. They had a great time. It was so wholesome to have my parents there. And no,
is that good? Is that
yeah,
what you want?
Yeah, it balanced out the craziness of the trip, knowing that, you know, if anything went wrong, my dad was there to fix it.
All right. So,
were your parents there, or were they at their own kind of separate campsite?
They had tonight? Their own camp. So actually, originally, they were going to be in the same loop as us, but they got there.
The
and
loop?
My like in the camping the area. There's like a loop of a bunch of different campsites in this one area, and they were going to be in that loop. But then my dad got there, and he got up to the counter and goes, "Hey, so do you have any extra electric spots?" Because we didn't have electricity. Mm-hmm. So my dad ended up getting somewhere with electricity so he could plug in his camper and get some AC while they watched
smart
us
move,
from afar.
Dad.
And
yeah,
it's like, "Hello,
yeah.
I hope you're enjoying the heat." So they were at the
were
same
they always
site.
Smiling and laughing, watching you guys rough it while they're in their electric AC?
I would love if you go up to their camper. "Dad, can I plug my phone in? Get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out."
I know for a fact my dad was behind the scenes going, "Man, back in my day, I remember doing that. I'm just so happy that I'm not over there roughing it like they are anymore." But they loved it. I'm from Houston. I moved here about 5-ish years ago. Mm-hmm. So they haven't met many of my Austin friends because that's just not how it works when I guess you become an adult. So this was their first time meeting all of my like close friends in Austin.
What'd they think?
They loved him. I was surprised. I was honestly surprised. I thought there was going to be one that my parents are like, "Oh, isn't..." No, but after the camping trip, my mom goes, "Yeah, we loved every single one of them. There wasn't one of them where we wanted you to get rid of." So
there was
maybe the one who had COVID.
So it was cute. My mom made cupcakes, and she insisted that we all travel to her side to go to like to see their camper because she wanted to show off her camper to all my friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we had cupcakes and we had little
nothing says roughing it like cupcakes.
Right? Yep. And Bluebell like little Bluebell ice cream cups. And they sang happy birthday, and my mom bought me a little birthday balloon. So it was cute because it was really cute because I don't know, 10 minutes before that everybody took gummies and we're shotgunning beers. And then we went over to my parents' campsite. My mom was like, "Happy birthday. Here's some cupcakes with sprinkles on it." And they loved
it. It was so wholesome. We were chugging beers and eating weed gummies. And then we went over to my mom's campsite.
Yeah.
So wholesome.
It was hilarious to watch all of my friends drunkenly talk to my parents because I don't think my parents knew. I think they just thought that they were very excited to talk to them, which they were. And it was very cute because there were moments where, like, you know, things, stories that I've told my mom of certain friends started piecing together. So I could hear her in the background be like, "Oh, yes, Emily told me that you were going to see that show. That's so amazing." Mm. And it was very cute, very sweet. The only thing is, I think my parents kind of got to see more of the real me, which is strange.
That's a part of going getting older.
And I think they learned how many... How many of my friends have nicotine addictions, which I think shocked them because my parents are very sweet and adorable. Uh-huh. So at one point, my mom did make a comment about how many people were vaping and smoking cigarettes. And I was like,
hang on. You got 20-something-year-old friends who are smoking cigarettes?
Yes. And
it's
also,
2022. Who still smokes?
The other thing, too, is two of my friends that went on the trip are actually significantly older than all of us, but you would never guess because of their maturity. Sorry, guys. And I think it sorry, I'm thinking about what my mom
Hang
said.
On. When you say they're significantly older, what are they? They're like 27?
Yeah. So my mom was talking to one of my friends, Andrew, and the entire camping trip, we were making fun of him for being an old man. So my mom goes, "Oh, well, how old are you?" And he goes, 43. And she goes, "Wow.
What?"
Yeah.
He is 43.
He's 43.
Oh, okay.
Emily, that's a cop. Okay. Your friend is a cop who's undercover.
And my mom goes, "Wow. That's interesting." And I know that was code in my mom's language for, Should I be worried?
How do you not tell that one of your friends is in his 40s?
Why would I? He does not act 40. He doesn't look 40. Nobody knows. No, he does not look 40.
Look at Jason is 40.
He does not look like Jason at all.
Jason cannot pass as a young 23-year-old while you're friends.
He does not.
I don't. I know I'm just asking for the pain here, but if there are 40-year-olds invited,
yeah.
How come me and Nick don't get the camping invite?
You would have never.
Of course, but I want to be invited.
Never.
I want to be invited so that I can refuse.
I'm not wasting an invite on you, Jason.
No, you should have done so. Jason invites himself to your parents' camper.
I need AC for sure. Is it just me, guys, or is there nothing but bad news? Seems like all you ever hear about is bad news. That's why every day around this time we say, hold on with all the bad news. Give me some of that feel-good, uplifting, positive news. And then because that's the kind of guy he is, Nick comes in and craps on everything. It's a segment called Don't Nick My News.
And now for some good news.
Tell me something good.
This is stupid. Grumble, grumble, grumble.
Sherry Nope, a woman out of Katy, Texas. Sherry Nope and her dog, Max. Hey.
Hey, Katy.
Oh, is that you?
That's over in Houston. Yeah.
She took her dog, Max, on a walk in George Bush Park. You know about George Bush Park?
No, I don't go to Katy.
You don't? Oh, okay.
Is that the bad part of Houston?
No, that's the north part. And gas is expensive now. It's hard to get over there.
Okay. For some reason, I want to say it's the Round Rock of Houston.
That sounds about right.
Is that
right?
Okay. It was Tuesday evening that Sherry and her black Labrador, Max, they were going for a walk, George Bush Park. Didn't come home. Wednesday, didn't come home. Thursday, didn't come home. Somewhere in this process, somebody said, hey, you guys notice Sherry and Max have been gone for like several days?
Nope.
Because they put together a search and rescue team. 20 volunteers and deputies were searching George Bush Park, where apparently you can get lost for several days. They say that she was in the same area that she got lost. They just wandered off the path and couldn't find their way out of the park. Okay. But eventually, Friday morning, 3 a.m., they did find them. And you know how they found them?
How?
Max would not stop barking. Max alerted the rescue officials, the volunteers and deputies, to their location with his loud, "I haven't eaten in 3 day" barks. Sherry says, if not for her dog, she surely would not have made it out of the park. You go, Max. Congratulations.
All right, I know you're expecting me to sit there and say that this dog was not a hero, it's just doing dog
things.
That's
a hero dog.
I don't care about you, Max.
Uh-huh.
More concerned about this Sherry Nope. And because I Googled George Bush Park. And first of all, it's 12 square miles. I was going to do like, how do you get lost in this? But it's literally surrounded by highways and roads. If you just walk 3 miles in any direction, you're in the middle of civilization. It's the suburbs. How do you get lost in this park? You walk to the west.
3 miles is a long way,
there's an HEB. You walk to the east. There's a Walmart. South of you is a Kroger's. North is a Cracker Barrel. You can't get lost if you're within walking distance of a Cracker Barrel. On the west side, in between the HEB and the Cracker Barrel, is an elementary school. On the east side is an old folks' home. If the old folks and the children can avoid getting lost in this park, Sherry, what is your problem?
Once you get in there, you just keep making circles. You're just walking around in a circle the whole time. Isn't that what happens?
That is what happens to people, but I'm just like, you got to figure it out. Like, you had 4 days to learn how to read the stars?
That's the thing. I feel like if you don't go find your way out the first day, now you're like, you know, you're loopy, your brain's not working, you've been without food or water for a certain amount of time.
Well, you know what, Max? If you were really a hero dog, I said it wouldn't attack you, but you can walk to the crack.
You can walk to the cracker barrel.
A 60-year-old white lady in Houston should be able to find the Cracker Barrel blindfolded on one leg. All right, just
follow her 60-year-old instincts.
Yes. She can smell the chicken and dumplings from miles away.
It's instinct. Okay, you got a nose for it. Now, what did we talk about last week? about what moms want for Mother's Day?
Mm-hmm.
To be left alone, okay?
Oh.
You ruined Sherry's plans, Max the dog. She was finally getting a week off from her damn kids.
She was just hiding from her family
out
there?
They said that she was in the same place. Nah, she was going to that Cracker Barrel, okay? She was full from Cracker Barrel. She's like, finally these kids are gone.
I wonder,
and you ruined your plans, Max.
Cracker Barrel people see this story on the news. They're like, that lady's not missing. She's been in here every day this
She's
week.
She's a great tipper. I'm just saying, check the credit card receipts. Nope, family.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative Rock all day.